didn't know his name Tobin, and would be done. She said, no, I still got my job. I said, please don't quit. I said, and you got to go back to ground zero. What you've got to do is you've got to get the yellow manual. She said, well, what's the yellow manual? I said, you never had a yellow manual? She said, no. I said, how did you get the energy program? She said, well, you guys approved me when we were at New Jersey. I said, well, that must have been one of mine and Howard's weaker moments.
She was probably pretty.
So I told her, I said, now let's get the yellow manual and the matches.
Well, it wasn't you.
But it was really nice, but I said, listen, you don't have a concept of what a horse race is. If you really think that this horse, beating 24, 25 lengths, is going to win the race. You know, in its last four or five lines, you didn't even have a line that you could use. I had this guy in Las Vegas that was always calling me. And he would say, Jimmy, look at this pace line. I said, how the heck can I look at pace line? I don't have your racing form. He said, well, I'm going to give it to you. I said, okay. Read it off. He'd read it off. And he'd say, well, okay, what? I said, well, I don't know. Read another one. Read another more. He does about three races like that. And what it boils down to, I'm picking contenders for him over the telephone.
For tomorrow's races.
I'm picking these contenders. And he's just giving me the pace lines. I don't find this out till finally one day I asked him. I said, hey, how'd that horse do? He said, well, I don't know, since it hadn't run yet. I promise you, you can call me. I'll answer your questions. I won't promise you that you won't make the stupid 10 list, but I promise that I will give every opportunity to answer your question. Don't call and say I'd like to ask a stupid question, because I'll very nicely say, well, no, let's don't. If it really pertains to the methodology, I'll help you. That is the purpose of the dial-a-hat, is to help you anytime that you possibly can. You know, this getting off of the top 10 stupid questions, got to tell you, people really that think that trainers and jockeys control how outcome of a race, they really think that they know who's going to win the race. I think that probably Louisville, Kentucky is one of the worst places in the world. That and Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs. That people, only thing that they think that how they can win races is the owner or the trainer or and someone tell them who's going to win the race. And I'm very, very, well, I don't know what you want to say. Dead set that these trainers and jockeys don't know anything. You know, until I got into methodology, I couldn't win. I've been there. These trainers, these jockeys that give me tips, and they'd say, okay, this horse is going to win. If it ran third, I thought this was getting better. Well, I just couldn't get a winner. But you got to remember, these trainers, if they knew anything, they wouldn't be up at 5 o'clock in the morning with a shovel in their hand. You know, doing what they're doing. This past year, I was in Louisville, Kentucky. Went down for the Derby. Here we go to Kentucky Oaks. We go down to this cafe, to meet this attorney. We're going to go to the track. He's got a horse that's running. So here, everybody is in this cafe getting all the tips from all the trainers, because that's the first thing they do when they get up in the morning. All these guys who go out on the backside. Now, Jim, you know this for a fact.
Oh, yeah.
They had a race. This guy's Captain Bones. Okay. Now, here's the story on Captain Bones. It's raining in Louisville. Last year, Oaks Day, same time, same race, first race, Captain Bowl won in the mud. Today is Oaks Day, first race, raining and muddy. Captain Bowl is sure going to win because he won last time. And the trainer knew this, and he's feeding this information. Well, they got a little horse coming in from Chicago called No Problem. The trainer of No Problem called the trainer of Captain Bowl, and he said, "You're not going to win this race." Said, "I'm going to win the race because we brought No Problem down from Chicago to win this race." And I'm standing there and I'm listening to all this, and these people are just wandering around writing all this information down. I said, "Well, I've got a secret for you." I tell this guy, I'd never met him before. They already promised me if I got drunk or anything happened, they could get me out of jail. So,
and nice.
The other one said, "If I killed anybody, make sure I killed them in Louisville because I would never have to go to jail." Well, you know, I'm feeling pretty dang brave. I get drunk, I'm not going to go to jail. If I shoot somebody, I'm not going to go to jail. So I said, "Hey, I got a secret for you. Neither one of those horses are going to win." I said, "Captain Freeze is going to win the race." Now, everybody's wrote down Captain Breeze. The cowboy gave us Captain Breeze. Now, they've got about, there's a horse, there's about 8 horses in the race, and they got a little X by 7 of these, 4 or 5 of these horses that's supposed to win the race. I asked this one young lady, I said, "Now, who are you going to bet on?" She said, "I'm going to bet on all of them." You know, the secret of this story is some of our people won't bet on 2 horses, and people that don't know anything will bet on 6. But here we are in Louisville, Kentucky, 200,000 people in for the Kentucky Derby. The police come down and escort our group to the track. Here I am, they got a car in front of us and a car behind us, escorting us to the track. You know, I thought this was pretty good. I go home and I tell my wife. I said, "Hey, guess what? I got escorted to the track." She said, "I remember where you got escorted out of every bar in Carson." Hey, good night.
You can tell some good stories. I don't want you to leave, Jimmy, and I don't want to pay a little tribute to Jim Bradshaw. Jim Bradshaw is my brother, and I love this man more than you can imagine. But I have met people in my travels around our seminars in New Jersey. It doesn't matter where we go. He was talking about the telephone service. You really ought to take advantage of it. Because the story that I have heard, not from the charter members, from people like you, I go to New Jersey, New York, New Orleans, wherever I go, they pull me aside because they know that Jimmy and I are like brothers, and they tell me these stories about telephone conversations with Jim Bradshaw that have turned them around completely. They've said, couldn't pick anything. I couldn't pick a page line, I couldn't pick a horse, I couldn't pick my nose. He didn't even teach me how to pick my nose. They spent hours on the phone with Jim Bradshaw, and he's such a patient, loving, kind man, and he spent all this time on the phone with these people. And he's there for you. He's Franco's most important resource, this man, not over here. Take advantage of him. I take advantage of him all the time. Okay, I'm getting drunk. And that's what we're going to do right now. Have a good night.
Yeah, he's one in a million, for sure. He's one. That makes Bob my brother because he's my brother too. Boy, I got all sorts of brothers here. We'll meet tomorrow morning at 9:00. Come fresh as you can. Be here as soon as you can. We got a lot to do tomorrow. We're going to go through money management and the psychology of winning, which you requested for a change. And then we're going to go to the track and have a lot of fun. The bus leaves at 11:30, I think he said. But be there 11:15 because they're not going to wait after 11:30. Come get your discs, though. So we'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
I'm going to take up that book.